Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
319!
319,
Chad!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you and your shameless plugs got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, let's create some controversy. Here's 60 seconds. Go.
Nice job, Stiz, hitting my music.
I like that.
We all heard the controversy when Bad Bunny was announced as this year's Super Bowl halftime performer. There are concerns the Puerto Rican artist isn't exactly in love with the president, stopped doing shows. There are concerns out there that he may turn the halftime show into some sort of political stunt. And therefore, change.org, there is a petition you can go sign to get rid of Bad Bunny and bring in a king, which might be appropriate with Trump in office. Bring in King George, the greatest country singer of all time, 60 number one hits. And the person who started the change.org petition said, Super Bowl halftime show should unite our country, honor American culture, and remain family-friendly, not be turned into a political stunt. George Strait embodies unity, tradition, and the timeless American music that truly deserves the 2026 Super Bowl spotlight. I agree. King George. Maybe bring some of his country music friends, Morgan Wallen and others. Let's not have controversy at halftime when the Patriots are playing. Let's have King George.
I'll sign this petition. Where's it? Where's it at?
Change.org, baby. Let's go, because right now it's only got 10,000.
What about Willie Nelson? Can we get Willie on that?
You better rush. And that was my other thing.
Hurry up. Fast.
George Strait, you know. 73. Yeah. Don't hold him for, like, Nashville Super Bowl in 4 or 5 years. Yeah. You shouldn't be holding people in their mid-70s for future shows. Yeah,
if
no.
You,
green bananas,
if you
want to
do a country... Maybe George Strait immediately just like sets the influencer line at like 50 to 75. You know, like this is definitely a more boomer centric choice. No matter how much you've loved country music your whole life, if you want to do a country all stars where you have George Strait and maybe Willie Nelson and you have Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs,
absolutely,
you're gonna need to dip into the teen demo, the 25 to 34, 34 to 54, because you don't want to go so old that like all the youngs are like take their phones and toss them away for 20 minutes. And by the way, this whole turning point, like counter program show that they're trying to do, let's try to be more divisive. while we can. You know, let's definitely not unify each other. Let's all go a million different ways.
Well, the Puppy Bowl is still running. You can go to the Puppy Bowl at halftime or whatever and
shout out my boy Dan Schachner.
My boy Dan Schachner, who beat me for the friggin' job 14 years ago.
Both your boys?
Yeah,
it's the Puppy Bowl. No, Shaq and I used to do TV shows together. He's a great guy.
Is that a brag or a great story?
Both apply.
That I'm friends with the Puppy Bowl referee? Are you kidding me? He's got a house built on Puppy Bowl referee stripes. God love him.
I was going to say, I guess it's not a brag if you say I lost out on the job to him X number
of years
ago.
No, he beat me for the gig. God love him.
So I actually think Fitzy's right. If you were going to do George Strait, I'm the biggest George Strait fan there is, but he doesn't bring the vibe and the energy that you need for a halftime show. I actually think all the halftime shows are better when you get that pop of another artist and then another artist.
I love it.
And it's just a compilation
of
hits.
LA halftime show the best.
It's easier to do because each guy just, whatever your most popular song is, play it. And then the next, it's like being at wrestling when it's like, by God, is that Stone Cold's music? And it breaks
and everybody's cheering. Yep. Was that Eminem and Dre and Snoop and one after? That halftime show was an absolute banger.
It's the best. All the classics from the 90s, you know, early 2000s. It was, I thought that was the best one. I thought the stage was incredible. The set was amazing. And I thought the artists that they brought up were just classic songs from hip hop and rap from the 90s and early 2000s, which is my favorite time.
Does the NFL realize how polarizing the Bad Bunny selection is? They have to. Their optics can't be that blind to it.
Well, that's where we've had some discussion off air, wondering if that's what they wanted. Did they want attention? I don't know.
That surprises me a little bit.
But
well, he's also one of
to
be fair, he's one of the biggest artists in the world. And if I had to hazard a guess, and I am not a huge fan of Bad Bunny because I don't speak Spanish, so I don't understand his songs. But
I don't speak Spanish.
I've said before on this program, the beats are fire. And if I had to hazard a guess, I think that this halftime show is going to be entertaining. Just from a viewpoint, like a viewer standpoint, I think it's going to be entertaining. I think the stage and the choreography and all that stuff is going to be off the hizzy, as Andy would say.
Can you cue up Monaco real quick? Because that song is awesome, even though I don't understand it.
We'll bounce back with it, yes.
Okay, I also think it has little to do with the Americans watching the game. The NFL is branching off and doing international games and bringing in a bunch of revenue doing that. This is aimed for the international audience.
Yep, they know they got us. They got us Americans right where they want us. They're trying to expand their game to a global market, and so that's, I think that's as good of a reason as any that Dan just brought up.
Actually, they also kind of lose me. If I'm not hooked within about 30 seconds of the halftime show, I'm reloading the plate, getting a drink, going to the bat, doing all the things so that I can get, assuming the game is
better come out strong, Bad Bunny. You want to keep Andy's attention.
You want to keep me.
Yeah, you don't want to lose Andy.
MAGA heart. Moving on to food, wings, beer.
Otherwise, he's going to send an angry tweet about it and then argue with people until kickoff of the third quarter.
Yep. That's accurate.
Yeah, that's going to have nothing to do with Bad Bunny.
It'll be Panda versus Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Ted got it.
I think the panda is so awesome, man. I do love the panda, man.
Have you brought out your AI creation of the panda flipping the bird?
No, I feel like
nobody's earned it yet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's not my AI creation. It's something my Instagram tried to sell me as a stuffed animal, a panda bear flipping the bird.
That's fantastic.
But it kind of defeats the purpose, Andy. Right?
Yeah, I know. That's my point.
The whole thing with the panda is like,
and that's why
Is it mean? Is it
exactly? If the panda is flipping you the bird, it's clear that meaning is.
Gotcha.
Some people are like, wait, does he love me like a panda bear? Because they're the universal symbol of love or whatever. So
I also want it on record on this show that Andy is not the one that didn't buy it. His wife told him he couldn't buy it.
Yeah, she literally told me I couldn't buy the. She's like, no, they're gonna steal our PayPal account. You're not gonna get it. We're just donating $40 to some Chinese website or something. Yeah, she wouldn't let me order it.
Smart lady, that dear.
Wear the pants in my house.
Probably knows several, what she's talking about.
Several of my favorite children were accidentally purchased on Instagram and via PayPal. You should do it sometime.
Hey, and real quick to put a bow on the Bad Bunny halftime Super Bowl performance, he was on SNL the other night, and for people like me who said that, I don't understand or speak Spanish, he had this to say.
If you didn't understand what I just said... You have 4 months to learn.
All right.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, the Spanish doesn't bother me. I like Shakira.
What could go wrong?
Who doesn't like Shakira?
Amen to that, Teddy.
Man,
the hips don't lie.
This has been white guys in their 50s. Back to you, Dan.
Speaking of, Fitzy, are you ready?
Oh, holy boomer, Batman. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's talk.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, so we've been bandying about the possibility that a New England Patriots could make a trade before the November 4th trading deadline. Although a little cold water was poured on it recently by Coach Mike Vrabel, I'm still a believer the Pats can, will, and should make a move before the deadline to bolster one of their greatest needs, and that is backup running back. There are some other spots they could use a little depth in as well. But they need another running back because they're thin now with Travion and Ramondre, and Travion and Ramondre aren't exactly lighting the world on fire. Well, Bill Barnwell at ESPN.com proposed 13 NFL trades that need to happen before the deadline in a well-put-together, very long piece earlier today. And there was no particular trade that seemed initially targeted toward the Patriots until I read, oh, they want to move on from Kyle Duggar. Oh, wait a second. Trade Kyle Duggar and some cash considerations to old pal Nick Caserio and the Houston Texans for backup running back Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce at one time was the starter before Joe Mixon entered the picture. Then injuries took out Pierce and Mixon for a while, and now Nick Chubb and his 17 different ACLs have been toting the rock this season. But Damian Pierce has 1,600 career yards at over 4 yards a carry, 8 touchdowns, has proven he can be a lead back and would be just the reliable guy the Patriots need to shore up the running back room. Do it.
You know, Bill Barnwell does write the longest articles. It's like, dude, I can't. I mean, honestly, I can't read them anymore.
I can't either.
It's the definition, Ted, of TLDR. Too long, didn't read.
If you've ever met him, I mean, it's like, I know you live in your mom's basement, bro. I know you do. Be honest.
He's got a lovely apartment in Brooklyn. He's a nice guy.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, he does.
I'm wrong. Then.
With his mom?
I don't know.
Come on.
It's above his mom's house.
That makes more sense.
That's what it is. But yeah, no, he's a nice guy and all, but just his articles are brutal.
Yes, but so Kyle Duggar for Damian Pierce, Duggar for a backup running back,
You get something when you thought he was going to get cut, Andy. Like, talk about something for nothing. That
Sign
would be
me
great.
Up,
now,
man.
You have needed him of late because last week he was out there to start the game. He
made that tackle on the first play about 50 yards downfield.
He did make the tackle, though.
He made the tackle. That was a ridiculous ask for him to cover Chris Olave. If all that space, oh
and
my
that's
God.
What I wanted to get back to. To me, that was not a Duggar issue. That was a scheme issue. Whatever scheme had your worst coverage guy out on their number one receiver
in just
space.
With all that space.
Like, unbelievable. Like,
nobody could have covered Chris Olave in that situation.
Not the time for the corner blitz.
And then the very next snap.
Agreed.
The very next snap. They had Christian Gonzalez on the tight end, and I'm like, what are we doing here? Why is the best cover guy on the tight end and the safety who can't really cover is
they
on the number one
They didn't put him
receiver.
On Olave almost the whole game. I think they're still trying to kind of nurse his hamstring a little bit. They're not putting him on the best players.
Well, let's have another
like they
option.
Used to.
But my bigger point was Kyle Duggar is being used right now. Jalen Hawkins still missing practice. I think there's a lack of depth at safety, so you may not want Duggar, but I'm not sure you can really afford to trade Duggar right now. Also, don't know if they want to pay the back end of his $9 million, $10
million safety. The team taking him? No, probably not.
Whatever. I just want to throw this out there. We can get to this at another point. I was reading another Tony Pauline, however you say his name.
Tony Pauline, yeah.
He had a little trade deadline story previewing, and he threw in there that he thinks that the Dolphins could trade A-Chain. And if he is available, I'm interested in that because that's a guy that I think takes your offense to the next level if you add him to what this passing game has been and the play action game and everything you could do. So we'll put a pin in that and come back to it. But yeah, I think you need Duggar right now, Fitzy, which is weird. We didn't think that early in the year, but now I feel like you might need him.
And it's almost like you had another another safety that you might have been able to hang on to, too, to further add depth that position.
He's in Pittsburgh.
How's he doing? He's just forcing fumbles. When he plays the Patriots.
They're not even that good. They're only like a couple games over 500.
Good news is he would have been in first place no matter which team he was on, Patriots or Steelers.
Are we doing our pyro rankings today with the teams? Because the Steelers is an interesting team.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Ted, it was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. No, it was. I was like,
I was stuck at one.
After you did that, I was like, I started doing the pro. I was like, this is way too hard, Andy.
Awful.
Damn you. But I did it.
Awful. All these people that do weekly power rankings, I have a little bit more respect for having to sit down and do that on a Monday night.
Yeah. It's
mine
easy,
was bury my dad, but okay.
Oh, God.
A little death humor. We needed that.
Do you think the weekly power rankings, they do it from 1 to 32 every week, or is it like, yeah, you know what, let's get them talking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Move the Patriots up to, you know, publish it like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Chris
you
Sims
have
approach.
To do that,
that's
right?
What Sims does with his quarterback rankings. I know he absolutely does a few weird things to get people talking about it.
Absolutely. Which, hey, it gets us talking about it, which
yep.
I guess you accomplished your
you.
Goal. There you go. All right, Teddy, you ready, my friend?
I'm not ready yet.
This is the first time ever.
Just I don't know what down. To do with this information.
Slow it down. Hold on. I want to go around and do a little show poll real quick. Everybody, I asked you the other day what you thought of the defense. Just describe what you think the Patriots defense. Do you remember what you said to me?
Good.
Okay, you say the defense is good, Andy. What do you say, Fitzy? What do you think the defense is?
So I think rock solid was my phrasing.
Yep. You said rock solid, and then I think there was a solid back here too.
I gave can be explosive when healthy.
Can be explosive. Yes.
I said good enough.
Good enough. All right. Now we can start. I'm going to see what you guys. If you change your minds after this,
I feel like the power has gone to his head.
After the three-point stance, see if you guys still feel the same way. All right.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. The Pats defense, through the first 2 weeks of the season, if you remember, they led the NFL in sacks at 9. They had 4 against the Raiders, 5 against the Dolphins. And after those first two games, they've played 4 games, and they have a total of 4 sacks in the last 4 games, totaling 13. So it got me thinking, well, what do they rank in this category of pressure rate from the defensive line? They rank 31st in pressure rate from a 4-man rush, 25.1%. They have a pressure rate overall of just 30%. And their pressure rate when they blitz goes up to 41%. And so it got me thinking, what are possible edge rushers that maybe they could be in the trade market for? Before the trade deadline up here, it's coming up in about 2.5 weeks. Trey Henderson of the Bengals, 35 sacks the 2 years before this year, 2023-2024. He's got 4 sacks on the year this year. Jalen Phillips, former first-rounder who's on his fifth-year option. Kayvon Thibodeau of the Giants. They have a surplus of edge rushers. That could be a guy. And then Bradley Chubb of the Dolphins, who's got 4.5 sacks through 6 games. I think this should be like position they target because that pass rush, as good as it started out, has really cooled off. They're not getting to the quarterback with a 4-man rush, and the sack total has gone way, way down from where it started. So pass rush has me concerned.
Okay, Ted, in the Bill Barnwell tone poem that was his 13 trades that need to happen, two pass rushers go both to the Lions. He's got the Lions trading for Trey Hendrickson and giving up a second round pick to get him. And then he also has the Lions trading a 2026 fourth round pick to the Dolphins for Jalen Phillips. And
yeah.
I think that would be a steal because I love that guy's game.
Well, they would be far and away the favorites to win the Super Bowl with Aiden Hutchinson.
I was going to say Aiden Hutchinson and Trey Henderson.
And Jalen Phillips.
A little much, but that's the stuff you come up with in your mom's basement. You know?
I've also seen speculation the Eagles could be interested in Trey Hendrickson, that they were trying to get some pass rush help this offseason. One of the guys they actually signed was Josh Uche, who obviously we know doesn't really help your pass rush.
Oh, he's not Josh Sweat 2.0?
Nope. No, he is not. So, and we know that Howie Roseman is aggressive and probably feels like he needs to do something to maybe shake up that team and get that team headed in the right direction. And I think a trade for a guy like Trey Hendrickson would certainly do that, would certainly change the defensive front that they would bring to the field. So, yeah, I would love Trey Hendrickson. I don't know how realistic it is.
Does it worry you? He's, you know, going into his ninth year.
No, because he's a rental. He's a rental.
All right.
You know, he's going to be a free agent after the season. They didn't give him the extension. They just give him, what did they bump him up, like $14 million or something for this year.
That was a nice raise.
He's the type of player, Ted, that when Vrabel said the other day, no, our record doesn't really affect the way we're going to approach this.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not trading for that guy.
Say, huh?
Yeah. Because that's a guy I would add saying, oh, you're going to make the playoffs. If you get Trey Hendrickson, you might go to the AFC title game. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But I don't. I just got the vibe they're not looking high-end rentals.
Yeah, probably not. But that is something they need to get in this next off season for sure. I think that the pass rush is – it started off hot. It's really cooled down. Just a side note, Philadelphia Eagles, they're 2 games over .500. They're 4-2 record. And they have a -1 in point differential.
Yeah, not great.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
2 games over .500, and you have
a minus plus 30, I think. Plus the Patriots
30
are, so,
tied with
somebody else.
The Bills plus 30. Team. The other team in the division, the Bills.
All right, that's going to do it for our 3-point stances this afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.